Welcome to the pilot episode of the Digital Leaders Podcast, where we explore leadership in the digital age. Welcome once again. This is the Digital Leaders Podcast, and today we have with us Terry White, who is a Senior Associate Analyst at Omdia. Terry focuses on advising enterprise leaders on how they should implement and manage technology. He has worn the hat of a CIO for about 10 years and is the author of 4 books on IT management. Today we are going to talk about Terry's recent report, The New IT Department, where he advocates reimagining the IT organization as it is today. Terry, welcome to the podcast. Can you tell us why you think that the IT department needs to be reimagined?
Thank you, Hansa. Yeah, to me, it's ridiculous that we're still calling it an IT department when this is 2021. The term was coined in 1950, and the first IT departments, before that they were computer departments or data processing, but the first IT departments were in the 1990s. Now, IT, and we'll carry on calling that for a moment, but the IT departments and IT people are doing very, very different things from what we were doing in the 1990s. And there's a term called nominative determinism, which is where people gravitate towards areas of work that match their expectations in the name. So we're going to get, if we keep on calling it IT, we're going to get information specialists and technologists. Whereas what we really need is business-driven people. We need transformation-driven people. We need customer-centric-driven people. Yes, they must have the technology, but we should be calling it something else so that we draw the right people and we do the right things instead of being IT back office people. I think that's really the reasoning. I think it's past its sell-by date, IT department.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the name has a significant impact on how the department is perceived and in how it is managed and how it's budgeted for and governed. So what do you suggest? What should we call it then?
So when I was a CIO, we were called by our users, we were called the abominable no men, because we had to say no a lot. And these days, the IT people, and let's coin a new term, digital solutions and services, because that's really what we're about. We're about solving problems and about providing services in the digital world. So I think let's call it DSS, Digital Solutions and Services, and let's think about the kind of things that they would be doing and why it's changed. Is the world has become, even before the pandemic, the world was e-commerce driven. A lot, I think 15, 20% of the world's commerce was digital. Mm-hmm. The world is digitized. You just have to look at the growth of internet traffic to know, and the growth of the number of people on the internet with access to the internet. We're up at the billions now. So the world can access everything else in the world, all the people, and we're a lot more customer-centric, and a lot more businesses' products are have a digital component or are entirely digital. But let's not just talk about products. Let's talk about how the organization works. One of the reasons organizations could keep going was because of their digital component when the pandemic hit. Digital component allowed people to move to their homes. Why? Because they had broadband and because they had laptops. Laptops only started selling more than desktops in about 2006.
Right.
So people had mobile computing. They had laptops. We've got online meeting software. We've got collaboration software. So we got project management software. We've got a whole suite of digital tools that allow the organization to operate no matter where people are. Now, that's really just illustrative of saying that almost everything any organization does, even agriculture, has a large digital component to it. So digital solutions and services, I think, is where we need to be thinking in terms of the kind of work and the kind of role that the DSS department plays within the organization.
Okay. So in a sense, what you're going towards is that the IT department, the DSS department sits at the heart of the business. It's the core of the business and it should be treated as such. When you talked about earlier that, people associate with the names but there is information and there is technology, which both of which are very relevant, even when you call it DSS. So how do we reconcile that? So do you also suggest that there should be a new set of roles and responsibilities that should also be, mapped to the new DSS organization?
Yeah, so let's go back to the centrality of the DSS department. Some research was done recently that said 56% of CEOs are consulting with their CIOs and trust their CIOs more than any other EXCO member in the mm-hmm. organization, which is a major turnaround. More than 50% of CIOs report direct to the CEO. Mm-hmm. There's still about 28% reporting to the CFO, and then some report to the COO. But the DSS department is moving to a more central, more strategic, more business-focused, and more customer-focused role within the organization. We've done a lot of work at Omdia on enterprise architecture, and I've been astounded to see that enterprise architecture only over the last 4 years has become the architecture of the enterprise, not of the technology of the enterprise. So, right. So people are doing their business models, their strategies, their business strategies, they're doing their customer journeys all in an EA architecture domain. So yeah, the role of the DSS department will be business and digital strategy. It will be product and service development and support. Customer experience, if you think about it, especially in lockdown, if you think about it, your customer experience of your organization is almost entirely digital.
Yeah.
So your DSS department, if anybody, should be paying attention to the customer experience and customer journeys, because the customer journey, which is really all the points at which the customer interacts with the customer, almost with the company, is almost all, it's almost all digital. Then we come to organization culture and transformation. Guess what? You can't introduce a new product or a new service or a new way of doing things digitally without introducing transformation and change management or change control. So that's the other side of the DSS department. In fact, Omdia has put forward an IT operating model for the DSS department, which involves focusing on products, digital products and services, and on customer experience and customer journeys. It focuses on the business capabilities and its culture rather than business processes, because those things are easy to deal with. But the capabilities and culture, digitally driven, are a very complex and specialist area that the DSS department works on. And then, of course, the DSS department does the technology and the information. And I call that the platform. The platform upon which the organization executes its business.
Okay. So do you, in that sense, do you advocate a more closer working relationship between departments like marketing or finance, because even now, all of these are siloed functions within the enterprise. And what you are talking about when you mention the DSS department is something that does a bit of everything. So how do you resolve or how do you address the complexity of the organization? How do you simplify it in the new operating structure?
Yeah, a lot of that has been done before I even came upon this, and that is the whole agile and lean startup movement. Now, most of that was introduced by the IT department initially, or DSS now. Most of that was introduced by the DSS, and then it expanded, it's called scaled agile, into the rest of the business. Now, one of the key points of agile and scaled agile is cross-functional teams. And that is what is breaking down the silos. It's interesting that marketing does probably more IT than the IT department very often. But remember, they're customer-facing IT. So they're to do with the websites and the content and things like that. But if you have a cross-functional teams, and I see a lot of organization moving towards cross-functional teams. Even though they come from marketing, they're working on a particular stream or project. So they have a home, if you will, and DSS will be the same. They have a home, but they work in a stream until that stream is complete. So I don't see it's a different culture.
Yes.
Come back to this, different mindset, come back to capabilities. But working in a cross-team, cross-functional way, I think, is starting to take a lot more effect in organizations. I came across an interesting term. It was called looping. It's how quickly you can loop through an idea to it having an impact on the customer, and then loop back and keep going. And the thinking behind this was the faster your organization can loop, the more disruptive you will be, the more learning you will have, the more products you will put out there, and the more change that you will force your competitors to catch up with. So guess what drives looping? Technology, automation, DevOps, agile, guess what? DSS is at the center of all of those domains.
Very interesting thought. So, and when you mentioned looping and the ability of the enterprise to loop faster, becoming a competitive edge, would that mean that they need to measure success in a different way? Should there be different KPIs? Should there be different governance models?
All of the above, of course. But yes, definitely there would be different measures and there will be different roles. So I'm talking about a role called, you've heard of chief digital officers, and their role specifically is to do with the externally facing digital interface. Now, I'm against calling everybody a chief. So I prefer call it a principal digital officer or call it a digital officer. I think you should only have a chief DSS, chief digital solutions, chief CDS, I suppose you would call it. I do think you should have a chief architect. Why? Because I think they are at an exco level dealing with the where is the organization now and where is it going. I think the rest should be technical officers, principal technical officer, if you want to elevate them. But I don't think we should be calling too many people chiefs in the organization. I think you should have a chief capabilities officer.
Business, what kind of capabilities?
Business capabilities. Think about it. Your marketing people, if they don't have digital capability, they will be less effective than those that do. Your supply chain people, if they don't have digital capabilities. So capability is more than a knowledge and skills. Capability is the ability to conduct the work that you're meant to be doing. And I think that DSS, Digital Solutions and Services, is at the center of capabilities building in an organization. Obviously, they do it in cross-functional teams, multifunctional teams, and they do it with the organization. But digital is driving a lot of organizational capabilities. So I think you should have, for instance, read the report if you want to find out more, but I think you should have a chief capabilities officer. I don't know, chief transformation officer. So these are very different from your development manager and your ops manager. You can have those, but given DevOps, you probably don't even need that kind of thinking anymore. So that's really the kind of new world I think that we should be moving towards.
That is a fantastic concept. To the listeners, this is the new IT department. That report is out on Omdia's portals. If you want to know more about the report or you want to talk to Terry about his thinking and his recommendations, you can reach out to us at askananalyst@omdia.com. That's askananalyst@omdia.com. Carrying on the conversation, Terry, you make some very interesting points, but Where should somebody start? What you're advocating is a complete reimagining of the enterprise as we know it, and the different functions, the people, the way people are hired, trained, retained, the whole you know, nine yards. So where would you start?
It's always difficult, especially it depends. It depends where the CIO reports. If he's reporting to the CEO, mm-hmm. going to be much easier. If he is successful, it's going to be much easier. But I suppose step one is what we're doing now is creating awareness, because people mm-hmm. can't change unless they're even aware that there's a need to change. So the step one is creating awareness. Step two, information. So provide people information with what the kind of DSS department is currently doing. So why aren't we changing its name? So that's the kind mm-hmm. of information thing. I also think that I call them IT-friendly executives. Find yourself an IT-friendly executive. In other words, not somebody who says something like, I don't know much about technology, I just know it costs too much. If I've heard that once, I've heard that 1,000 times. But find somebody who works with the DSS department and have the discussion with him or her and say, look, can we start working together in a different way? If that's the case, let's talk about capabilities. If that's the case, let's talk about the roles you people play and the roles we people play, cross-functional teams. Let's talk about almost a matrix structure of, mm-hmm. yeah, we have the home for DSS, but how do we work out there in the business? So I think starting is less difficult than making people aware that there is a change that needs to be made. And once, if you get people to agree to that thought, you're well on the way to starting.
Very interesting. So in terms of creating awareness, so what should drive the conversation? And traditionally, the IT organization, because that's what it's still called, I'm sorry, but the IT organization is still seen as a cost center. It is not seen as a revenue generator, although there are some businesses that are gravitating towards that side, but it's a process that has been really slow and has taken ages for enterprises to catch up. So, and would that be a hurdle in having this discussion about changing the whole or reimagining the entire organization and the role it plays at the enterprise?
Yeah, I'm going to say something controversial. If IT is seen as a cost center, they have nobody but themselves to blame. And the reason I say that is because, anybody listening now, how many IT departments do benefits realization? How many IT departments do use cases, do case studies? How many of them prove that they are adding benefits and outcomes, positive outcomes to the organization? And how many of them go out and talk to the business about, hey, did you know we can do that? How many are proactive? So if you're seen as a cost center, chances are you're not proactive. chances are you're not counting the benefits. Chances are you're not communicating. So I don't want to say you deserve what you get, but there are ways that you can change from that. And I've helped several organizations change from being an internal cost-centered organization. We have a budgeting model at Omdia that I can talk to that changes executives' minds on what it is that IT really does. I've had so many CEOs say to me, this is the first time I've actually understood what IT department does. Now, if you are more than a cost center, it means that you are ripe to start talking about DSS rather than IT. If you are a cost center, if you are the backroom function, then there's things that we can do at Omdia to help you move into the foreground. Because if you're not moving into the foreground, you will become irrelevant. Shadow IT will overtake your department so fast that you will become even less prominent, and you'll become even more backroom. Your job will be just to run the technology, because the you can hire developers, you can build your own apps. If you're a marketing or a finance person, you can. There was a story once of a CIO who was approached by their HR department, and HR manager said to the CIO, she was telling me this, HR said, look, we need an HR system. Our old one's old and creaky. And she said, yep, not a problem. Let me look into it. A month later, she went back and said, look, we've looked at all the options. We've looked at all the costs, how they integrate. And the HR director said, oh, sorry, forgot to tell you. The day after I spoke to you, we went live on a cloud-based HR system. I paid with my credit card.
Right.
Now, that could be seen, if you're going to be an abominable no person, that can be seen as an affront to the CIO. What she actually did was she then turned around and said, okay, the IT department will stop being that, and we'll become, I'm now calling it DSS, but essentially she became that. Her job was less about the technology and more about making solutions happen for the business.
There's also a significant portion of technology that they run, infrastructure, the networks, you know, the connectivity, the cloud. So there is still that portion. And in some of Omdia's survey, the Enterprise Insight survey, which gets inputs from 6,000 plus IT decision makers globally, the research shows that more than 50% of the IT budget still goes towards keeping the lights on. How do we resolve that? Are we missing something? Given the whole, we see a lot of shift to cloud. You're saying that there's a lot of transformation happening, but still 50% of the cost is classified as, you know, run the business. So what are we missing? Are we just shifting, you know, the money from one section to other, still calling it run the business? There's nothing happening around innovation. So how does the DSS fit in there?
Yeah. So. There's a report, it hasn't been published, an Omdia report that will be coming out talking about enterprise architecture maturity. But that's a pseudonym essentially for DSS. In other words, an organization that is digitally mature. In this analysis that was done, they found that I think 75% of the, call it IT budget, was going to innovation and new capabilities. Mm-hmm. 75%. Why? Because the organization, the IT department, let's call it DSS because that's what they are, was mature in that they were now focusing on the kind of things that the business really needed to achieve. Yes. The digitally immature organizations, and there were those, so you had leaders in maturity and you had laggards in maturity, those 25% of their budget was going to new capabilities and innovation. So it's to do with the maturity of the organization. This is why I'm saying let's change the name so that we can change the maturity. So it's to do with the maturity of the organization, all of the organization, not just DSS, but the maturity with respect to digital solutions and services, where they allocate their budget.
So how would they need to measure success then? Because what you're advocating requires moving away from traditional IT metrics, you know, tickets resolved or time saved and so on. So what is it that they should measure to ensure that they are capturing the value that DSS is bringing to the organization and then use that to create awareness and bring in that reimagination, bring in that change?
Okay, so let's assume we have a DSS department and mm-hmm. they are focused on those areas that I talked about already. In other words, digital products and services. Their key measure there must be loop time. In other words, how quickly, time to market, if you will. Mm-hmm. How quickly can something get out into the market? Then they must be focused on customer experience and customer satisfaction. Guess what? Customer service metrics and satisfaction fits into that. Also a measure of improvements in product quality and fit with customer requirements. These are DSS measures. They're not business measures specifically, but they are DSS measures. In other words, how well are digital solutions and services allowing the business to achieve those kind of outcomes? Simple one, revenue associated with mm-hmm. digital products and services. Simple as that. Transformation ability, so one measures that inside the organization. Changing business capabilities, one can measure that. There are some digital measures, and they do apply to, remember I said that one of the focus areas is still on the platform that mm-hmm. DSS provides. So there we go through the stability, reliability, availability, pickup, resilience, speed, access, all of those sort of measures. And then you do, because you are part of an organization, you also have to measure cost effectiveness and management. You have to measure return on investment in your technology. You have to measure the benefits that you provide to the organization. And I see so few organizations doing that. Create a benefits register. This is not difficult. A simple spreadsheet is all you need. But there are solutions that you can apply, technologies, contractor and supplier management. Ultimately, is it worth it? Is the DSS department worth it for the organization? And I think that's probably the ultimate measure there.
Thank you, Terry, for that very interesting spin on the new IT organization and to the listeners, this is the new IT department report, which is available on Omdia. If you want to have access to the report or you want to talk to Terry about his thoughts and his recommendations, reach out to us at askananalyst@omdia.com. That's askananalyst@omdia.com. You have been listening to the Digital Leaders Podcast. This is Hansa signing off. We hope to see you again in the next episode.